All right. Start that off with a bang. There's a silly commercial I made. I appreciate you all for joining. This is AJ502's special Thursday edition show. And with us all the way across the pond and down below, we have Dr. Dave Zobson, the CEO of Arcadia Studios. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, good to be here, man.
I'm glad you can make it on such short notice.
It's a bright, sunny afternoon here in Australia. So I'm enjoying the cool, fresh weather after the humidity of Singapore.
It sounds like it's better weather than here, man. It's getting winter time over here. Plus, it's dark and overcast. But, enough about that.
Yeah.
So
the sun's always shining on Arcadia.
That's true. That's why I log in so much. Anyway, so hey, we got a new V out, just in case you didn't know. I've did my own little browsing around. I haven't had too much time, but I actually browsed around the quarry, like you suggested, and saw a lot of nice new trees over there. Took a boogie around the Celesta outpost, and I like the design there, and I ran into some turkeys a while ago that I didn't even know were there. I'm sure you guys implemented them before that, but I just had to say, hey, man, I kind of like those little things.
I reckon they're pretty cool. We've just put them in the previous update. Little turkeys, the Gallard. So they're a puny mob, really designed for new players to give them a bit more variety. Which I suppose ties in with a fair focus on new players that we've been working on, ahead of really ramping up marketing as we go into the new year.
Actually, I was talking to he was about 6 months old, and he was actually saying they loop better than the Carabox. Was that planned or what?
I don't know whether they do or not. I can say we sort of planned it.
That's the way it goes. Just a coincidence. I know I blasted a few of them.
Yeah, it gives an alternative because the Karabok are very, very heavily hunted. And, we know there's obviously a lot of demand for hunting a mob of that stature. And, wanted to, I suppose give people more variety and things they can spread out on.
Right, yeah, it is a good player, new player mob, that is. Heck, I blasted a few and they're kind of fun. When I first saw them, I drug about 50 of them to the Noosel sweat camp and scared all the newbies away, but they realized it doesn't really hurt, so they killed him.
Yeah. A lot easier than a Noosel.
Definitely. There going to be any turkey textures, perhaps, in the future?
Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. I suspect there probably will be.
Yeah, I figure why not. I just had to ask that. I just kind of assumed there would be down the road. I mean, why not? You probably haven't been in game. I hear your laptop's kind of taking a crap on you. But apparently we got a new Gangnam style dance. Have you checked that one out yet?
I've seen the videos of it. It would have been posted on the forum, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I think I did basically all the time I was on last night. I was like, hey, because I saw actually Cyrus logged in. And I saw him run around. I was standing on top of the Moonshine Bar. And I was like, what's he doing over there? He keeps moving back and forth. So I zoomed in, with a scope like I was going to shoot him. I saw him doing a Gangnam style. He's like, yeah, I just saw this, so I did it for the whole time I was on. It was funny.
He enjoys that kind of thing.
And the new star above his head makes him look kind of like a Christmas tree, so.
Well, I haven't been in and seen that. I've only heard of it.
You guys got new stars above your head.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah, you can stand out from the crowd, barring your orange text and all.
Look, I do find it sometimes. I log in, to the quarry and sort of wander around, and particularly if it's mostly new players, it's like, oh, here's another guy.
They don't notice.
People are like, hang on, what's with that text? Why is he typing orange?
I used to tell him on Calypso, it's like, yeah, you can buy that from the auction. I go watch him run off, be like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. Let's see. Some general observances, like I said, I was going to do. I noticed I got my my stuff back from the apartments that the walls ate up, so that's all cool. And actually, the first thing I did during the new view is I boogied over to the ACA brokers. Those things are great, so now I got a few more reasons to grind some more keys. So that's cool. I appreciate that.
I suppose we've been building on those reasons. And, you know, I'm sure you may have noticed that the final piece of the ingredient list to make the golden key is dropped.
So, yeah, I saw that the other day. I was wondering if that was the last piece.
No, they've all been in there, but obviously some pieces are rarer than others, and, you know, that'll, I suppose, be interesting as people start to collect those pieces and the blueprints. And, you know, we've had some issues, as Chris put across on the forum, that with the golden instance door, so we're just holding it off. But next update, we expect that'll be in and working. And it'll just give something different, you know, for people to aim for and try out.
Well, hopefully when that key's made, I'll be a part of the group. I'd sure love to go in there and, well, probably not do much damage, but just go in there and check it out at least. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I imagine there's going to be a fair queue of people wanting to join, you know, the first team that goes in. And, you know, I mean, that decision that has to be made for the first person who can manufacture one, you know, with the reward still on offer of 1 million arc coins in return for that golden key.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think I might actually take the 1 million arc coins, to be honest with you.
It's tempting.
It sounds like a lot. I don't think I've had 1 million of anything.
It's certainly going to be interesting, and you know, there's that decision to be made, as I say, to take it or take a chance.
Well, I know one. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, a lot of people in AU do like to take a chance, so it's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, whoever takes it, I hope it's not like a Calypso's first husk, but we'll only find out there. I know one person's really grinding, collecting those parts, so we'll have to see. I did want to hit back on the new terrain there, because there's a bunch of trees there and some shrubbery or something. You guys drawing that up yourselves or what? Actually, I kind of like the trees. They seem to glow.
Yeah, they're pretty cool the way it's come up. Just going to interrupt you. I had some feedback that there's people are hearing music coming through on the interview. Is there background music playing?
Yes, because I am very bad DJ. So I will stop that.
All right.
I probably had some too, but I'm looking at like four things. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I had a thank you message through, so. So yeah, the plants. We've actually been working with one of the participants from EU who contacted us and said, you know, I love doing concept art. Can I do some? And, you know, would you maybe use it? And that's Ori, who no doubt people have seen on the forum. And I simply said, well, send some stuff through and I'll let you know. And he sent some stuff through and I was amazed. Incredibly good stuff. And off we went. So I believe the guys at Mindstar Media are doing an interview with him about his experience doing it. So I won't go into a lot of detail today, but yeah, it's certainly given him a chance to, you know, do some designs and actually see them live inside the game, which is, I'm sure, a real thrill. And it gives us, you know, some outside thinking and everything else to help us make things better.
Well, yeah, that's actually kind of cool. It's just like thinking, like, say if I had a bright idea, which probably won't happen, but it's like, you know what, maybe I'll toss this by, you know, the guys over there, and, you know, they'll take it into consideration, or they'll say they will, and they actually do. And, I mean, boom, man, this guy got his, well, what did he do? Did he do the trees, or what?
Yeah, I simply said, look, we're currently working on landscapes, need more alien plants, and so anything that doesn't look like a a plant that you've seen on Earth before is probably something he's done, but yeah, he's doing some good stuff.
Oh, that's cool. I've seen Ori around on the forums, and I think I bumped into him in a game a couple times. That's freaking awesome. You know, player content getting incorporated into the game.
Yeah, and so people can, I suppose, read up on MSM once they do it. I think that'll come out the next day or two. But interesting story, and you know, it's been good for us, as I say, being able to get involved and work with participant who's got plenty of talent. And it's been fun.
All right, man. That's like I said, that's some good general observances. Something probably not really directed to you, but I'm old school. I still don't own a cell phone. Do you know what's really going on with this Android app? I mean, I read it through. It seems pretty straightforward. Sounds cool, but you got anything to elaborate on that maybe a dummy like me could understand?
The app is awesome. You know, I don't say that lightly, but it's fantastic. You know, I mean, you can be sitting on a bus and you can be crafting, listing stuff on auction. You know, it's check what's in your storage. It's really cool, and you know, I know that they're certainly looking for further development and things with it. But yeah, I mean, that ability almost to, you know, on your way home, if you happen to be catching a bus or train, that you can sort of get yourself all sorted, and you know, be ready to rock and roll once you log into the game when you get home. But yeah, it's cool. I'm be interesting to see whether it picks up anyone, you know, using that and not playing Entropia inside the game. But I think there's definitely potential for that, you know, as time goes by.
Well, the way I was looking at it, it's like you could basically do, you know, anything you need to do besides socialize, hunt, or like mine. I mean, you could just go take care of business, shuffle your stuff around, you know, because you know we're basically 90% of Entropians are just addicts. We have the first thing we do is log on and, you know, take care of ourselves or do something. Now we can just do it on the ride home, or heck, you know, if our boss ain't looking, right at work.
Look, I know, you know, back in the days when I was playing, I would have been on all the time, just, you know, browsing auctions, keeping an eye on market values of things, and seeing if anything rare is put on. You know, if something gets put on at a really good price, there's that chance to, you know, snap it up while you're on a bus. It's pretty cool stuff.
It's more like that seemed perfect for us auction zombies, you know, as hardcore traders.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I'm sort of hopeful of is that it actually, I suppose, improves the liquidity of the market. So if more people have got more time to shuffle things around, then across the whole economy of the game, you just sort of have more things listed, more things selling. It just improves the liquidity of the market, and that's a positive for everyone involved. So that's what I'm really hoping it does. You know, I always see that the whole 3D experience of Entropia Universe is the real key, but, you know, who knows? It's a pretty interesting, like, a game unto itself just via the Android. If you were never to log into the game, you know, as in via your PC, just logging in that way and, yeah.
You could still play it.
Totally. You know, that could be your entire experience of Entropia Universe via that app, which is pretty interesting.
I might have to get me a cell phone now.
Well, you know, the price of the Android ones have come right down now. And, you know, I was really positive to see it being done, you know, not just for one operating system. So I believe the iOS, you know, for the Apple products is coming soon. So it's certainly a mixed bag of people who are using different devices. Now, it just makes sure everyone has a chance to use it.
Right, I was going to hit on that because Well, I'm not too familiar with that, but I know there's still different platforms, so to speak. Is it only, you know, whatever, iPhone or BlackBerry or, you know, whatever? So that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know the full extent of how far they'll go, but, I mean, far and away, majority of the world is either on iOS with the Apple, you know, iPhone, etc., iPad, or they're on Android. So, you know, it covers most of the population who are likely to use it.
Okay, I'm writing that down. I want to get a solid either Apple or Android. Gotcha. I appreciate that little tip there.
I'm not an expert on all this stuff, but, you know, Chris is our in-house expert on it all. But I know he's got the app down already on his Android, and, you know, really positive feedback. I did get a chance to use it when I was over in Sweden a few weeks ago, and I've had to bite my tongue, make sure. You know, just really impressive. Just to see it that, you know, you can be sitting on the couch at home watching TV and, you know, checking out the auction while you're doing it.
Yeah, that sounds all right. Hey, Chris is right here in front of me. He's sitting at the bar. I think he's actually using the app right now. I gotta tell him to order more drinks. I could tell it's him. He's got that star above his head. Anyway.
He needs a break. It's,
Well, he's the new guy, so he's got to be working hard. I'm sure he's going to say, hey, he's just testing it to make sure it works, right?
Look, when Chris arrived over in Singapore, the day he got there, I said to him, look, you know, I hate to be the bearer of really exciting news, but we've got an update due in 3 weeks, and you're going to work 7 days a week until that happens. He did.
I'm sure he was happy to do it, too.
I was, and it was staggering how quickly he picked things up, which has been awesome for us and, you know, for keeping things flowing nicely with Arcadia, so.
Oh, that's awesome. I've always liked the guy. I didn't really know him that much, but he always seemed cool on the forums before, and I bumped into him a couple times in-game. But, hey, enough about Chris. Let's start talking about Arcadia here.
Yeah.
Well, seeing as how you like to implement stuff from player content, I'll bring up my first suggestion, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I did bring it up way back when. It was just an observation, because I don't own any of the apartments, but over in Sanctuary Cove, like right behind the service centers, you got that upper tier of apartments. Yep. Now, I'm like thinking for everybody else, and I don't want to mess with, you know, somebody else's L.A. and all that, but you know how lazy us and Tropians are. We don't like to walk around just to get to our apartments. So maybe you can, like, put a stairway, you know, leading right up into the middle, right behind the service center, or an escalator, just to be unique.
Yeah, an escalator would be interesting, wouldn't it? I think televator's the most likely. We've been looking at possible, you know, design changes there. There's still more design work to do with 8 coins as well. The original sort of township was taken out and needs to be put back in with a new design. So, I'm aware of that issue.
It's not necessarily an issue.
Look, it's about making it, you know, quick and easy, and that's what I know everyone likes. You know, in as far as getting to shops, getting to apartments, and, you know, if they're too far out of the way, it can be a pain. So, I'm actually looking at possibly extending an overhang from that upper tier over the top of the service centre, and having a televator from inside the service centre go straight up and through.
Oh, okay, so I can picture that.
That could work well, but we're still a bit of a way off getting all that implemented.
True. That was just a suggestion, you know, down the road. You know, I had to throw in my 2 cents and all.
Sure.
Now, of course, I got bombarded, and I'm sure anybody that interviews you does. Everybody loves PvP, and I'm sure I've heard you mention it. You're not real big on PvP, but a lot of other people are, and they're really specifically asking for PvP 4 zones, lootable zones. And they want pyrite in there.
It's something, you know, it has come up before, and you know, I mean, I was always pretty bad at PvP, but I did enjoy it. And it's the main thing from our perspective is that we bring it in with some story-based missions and things. So it doesn't mean, you know, it won't come in until those missions are in, but it's not until the planning's finished as to where it should be and why it's there. Then we'll look to get it in. So, you know, we've said, look, yeah, we're looking to put it in. It's just a matter of time.
It's like an area or well, it can't be a ring because you're not going to loot somebody in a ring. So scratch that question.
That is a challenge of, you know, as soon as we go and put PvP4 on a section of the map, we're going to have someone on the forum saying, that was my favorite hunting ground, or that was my favorite mining area.
Oh, yeah. Just like the Riptors. I used to mine where the Riptors were, and you blopped them right on there. I was like, but I ain't going to complain about it. I was like, okay, we got Riptors.
Look, we're trying not to, you know, cover the whole planet in mobs, but, you know, as time goes on, you know, there's changes happen here and there, and it's just part of the fluidity of things. If resources that are under those Riptors get a bit more rare, markup goes up, there's more incentive to mine under them, you know, with a hunter behind you or something. It's the market tends to resolve a lot of things.
Well, I can only imagine there's still more Arcadia to discover, as in, like, continents, but, you know, you can always do so much at so time, you know, you can't just spread out a big empty land space. But that's, of course, it's got to be down the road. I mean, you know, we still are a baby planet. So, you know, along with this comes that, basically, right?
Yeah, it's all going to link into to player growth. And, you know, we're still a way off expanding the servers out. There's a lot of value, I feel, in getting more density into the servers. Like, there's just huge amounts of just open space. And, you know, there's something we've had a lot of feedback on from new players going through and testing and getting their feedback is sort of looking for more to do without having to drive for 15 minutes to come across the next thing and having to drive in the right direction and just hit the right point. So, you know, improving what's going on and what's around, we're working on systems and features for that.
Well, to be honest, right now it's pretty balanced. You don't have to go too far, you know, to find something going on. I mean, you got your open mining areas, and you can tell, but it's, you know, it's just say it's not spread out of where, okay, there's a mob here, and then there's, I don't know what we call it here, you know, 1,000 meters of nothing, and there's another mob of this here. It's more ABC. Here it's more, it seems, I don't know, you guys are connecting it good. I'll give you that. But, you know, of course, as we all get bigger, you know, it's going to be a crowded planet, and it's my hope this is going to be the number one planet. Everybody's going to move here.
Of course.
I mean, I did.
We'll just keep doing what we do and do it the best we can and deliver the best experience we can. You know, as I said, I mean, our focus is really, and has been all year, of really developing the new player experience. You know, we're currently developing a replacement to the start room area, like the first place that people visit. So, you know, there's a lot of focus on that new player entrance to the game, as well as very long chain quests that would sort of extend on from the current new player experience. And, you know, it's sort of getting new players engaged. And I guess I feel if other people enjoy the experience of the planet and the community and everything that we have, and most of that is, well, the players like yourself and everyone else that's on the planet that makes up that community, that seems to be the biggest difference in Arcadia the other planets.
Well, I'll tell you what, as you know, and I know you've read this, your new player experience, you're probably feeling, and you'll be right, it's pretty much the top. If I popped in a brand new player on Arcadia and went around all, you know, all that, it'll teach you everything. If you know what, you know, pay attention, read, it weans you in real easily. But, I mean, that's old news. You already know that. I personally don't mind. I wouldn't mind it, like, you know, where it's at now. You guys are smarter than me, but, you know, it's like, it, you know, kind of leaves you alone. You're like, huh, what's this? You get to walk around. There's no threat. Not a bunch of people yelling at you. Hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And then you get down into a more populated area, and then you kind of wean yourself into the game, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, the thing we've found is that the current start room, which is like the airport terminal type area, is good, and it's really well built. Like, the quality of the 3D modeling and everything is really good. But it's doesn't give enough direction. So people get lost. A lot of them don't, like, there's a mission there to go talk to the barista. Very few people do that mission. And so the plan is to rebuild something that's more exciting, got more movement to it, and is much more linear. It's just go from point A to point B and off you go to the planet.
Right.
So it's really not giving this sort of free world, go wherever you want, feel the minute you step into the game. It just pushes a new player through and gets them down to the planet. And part of that will be a redesign of the arrival lounge. We're likely to sort of rip that building out and replace it in the whole area, and maybe sort of bring it further down the mountain just to speed things up a bit more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, good. You know, new players, especially in this game, this is kind of really a hard game if you don't have anybody. It's, you know, it's like, what do I do? It took me when I started, it took me a whole week just to get out of the freaking starting place because I didn't know how to move and stuff.
It's tricky, and trying to find the right balance is you know, I mean, there's no right and wrong with it. It's just trying to get the pace of it right. That's really what we're focusing on. You know, there's a stretch that from the firebase when a new player is issued the hover pod until they get down to the supply depot where they go past and check five watchtowers. You know, we've had quite a bit of feedback that that's too long. So, you know, it's just a matter of we put stuff in, take the feedback, refine it, see what we can do to speed things up. So, you know, over time, we just keep working on that.
All right on, man. You guys are on the ball.
We'll make things better and better. That's the idea.
That is the idea. All right, man. That's why I'm here. Okay, moving along. I don't know why. I just kind of segued into that. But, hey, you brought it up first. That's cool, though. I'd like to hear that. I bet you a lot of other people do, too. Although I was planning on acquiring that other bar up there. I'm sad to hear you're going to rip it out.
Hey, maybe put somewhere else. An opportunity to acquire it. You never know.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to like hit on a little bit of the forum questions here, too. People seem to want more shops, but they also want them more affordable. I didn't really check on the prices of them. I know I can't really afford one, nor would I utilize it. But they kind of want more shops. I think a couple of them haven't been sold. I know there's a few booths that haven't been sold yet. And they also were thinking about maybe a lease. Maybe, I don't know, a week to week, or lease them from you, or, you know, who is an Arcadian broker out there. Say, hey, I want to lease this shop for a month. You know, that way they don't have that big capital to put down on it.
Leasing is something that I am keen to pursue. Trying to get the prices down is, you know, a double-edged sword because it's got an advantage. Obviously, more people can afford it, you know, and so on. But we've got to operate within Entropy Universe. So, you know, something that suddenly destroys value for everyone that's existing is highly undesirable. So, you know, I don't see us putting a whole heap of shops that are going to go a whole lot cheaper. And for that matter, we could release 30 shops on the auction and they'd probably all sell for something similar to what they are now. So there's no easy solution on that front. But the leasing is something I am keen to pursue. It needs development work from Mindark side, and there's other things that are higher priority. So I don't see it happening soon, but it is something I raised when I was over there, and, you know, we had good discussions about not just shops, but, you know, what else could be rented, leased, and so on.
That just reminded me.
Come on.
No, I actually said that to myself. I didn't mean to talk over you. No, well, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. I'm such a rude host, man. It's my bad. No, because I'm sure you've actually heard about, you know, the old loaning. Because say I got my Mod Merc, I got like five of those, no problem. But I want to loan one out to my buddy, right? It's the whole trust issue. Was that brought up there, perhaps? Maybe in the future, saying, you know what, I can give somebody my high end item, but it's still mine. You know, I can recall it like a vehicle or something like that.
Yeah, no hard and fast answers on it, but, you know, just the whole general idea of leasing / rental within the game, you know, was discussed. So, yeah, without giving any indication that it's yes, no, or otherwise, it's just something that has come up in discussions. So who knows what happens down the track.
Oh, that's cool, yeah, because, you know, like I said, the whole lease, I was like, well, yeah, that could work in with that. So that would, I mean, down the road, but, I mean, that has been an issue that I'm not really going to bring up. That's, you know, that's not for this show, but that would be an awesome idea.
I think if you went back on PCF and dug back into the wish list from years ago, you'd find a post that I put on there about doing a marketplace with leased stalls and stuff. So, you know, it was something I was putting on a wish list before I ever became a Planet Partner. You know, I see it having real value if, you know, just being able to have it even for a day, just to put your items up in a trading hub.
Heck, it could even be a profession, so to speak.
Yeah. So I guess we'll have to see what happens down the track, and you know, I mean, it. Yeah.
No worries. I'm not going to dig on you. I'm glad you at least mentioned something like that. That's cool. So it got it into their heads. Okay, we'll move along from that. I'll give you an easy one. A bunch of people have been asking me to ask, hey, any ad terminals? I don't want it to be a billboard haven in here. It's kind of one of the reasons I move here. But, you know, people do got to advertise their stuff besides the word of mouth. Any plans on dropping some strategic ad terminals?
Yes. I'd expect we'd have them in by the next update, actually. You may notice that the signage at Celeste Quarry has changed, and the big sign that says Celeste Quarry on it is now a sort of hovering sign. That's the foundation of a billboard system that, you know, Chris will be working on, aiming for next update to have in.
I did notice that. I just noticed it was different. You know, I took a look around. I was more looking at trees and stuff. Say, hey, the sign's over there. It looks different, but, you know, okay, so that's cool. I figured as much, but, hey, I had to ask. They asked me to ask, so.
No, that's cool.
Any new weapons specifically? Melee, Power Fist, grenade launchers, claws, anything like that? Ironically, I don't know if you know this lady. It was not by Jennifer, who is a Power Fist maniac, but bunch of other people asked me about it. I was like, oh, okay, I'll throw it out there. If he's got something to say about it, sure.
Nothing much to say on weapons at this point.
Okay, fair enough.
On new melee weapons or anything.
All right. I was out of order on that one. I meant to move that into my weapons category. I told you last night I was trying to organize. I've never done this before.
That's all right.
Hey, how about some feedback on the mobs here? There's something about the Orton camps, because they're ranged, and they're so cramped together, man. Once you walk into them, it's just like getting hit by a machine gun. Somebody suggested you spread them out or do something. I doubt decrease the mob size. Personally, I like large mob sizes, but apparently once you go in there and you kill one, boom, they spawn all over you.
I'll ask Chris to have a look at it. Well, if Chris is listening, he'll have a look at it.
Actually, I don't know if that was a request. That was probably just a heads up, you know, feedback or whatever.
Yeah, it is really good to get that feedback, and we can take that. We can have a look at it, see what we can do, and if we can make it more enjoyable to do, we'll do it.
That's really the only ones. I don't hunt Orton too much, but the way it was explained to me, it was like, yeah, that made sense, because they spawn all over you, and they're ranged. So you're just going to get crushed there, especially on the big ones.
That makes sense. I understand what's being asked, so we'll have a look at it.
How about some insights into any new events? You know, somebody specifically said Merry Mayhem. We don't want to be a Calypso clone or anything, and that Gold Rush was pretty damn popular. I actually liked it. Any more of those big ones coming up?
Yeah, we've got one hoping we'll announce in the next week, so stay tuned.
Oh, awesome. I brought that up at the right time. That would be like an annual one maybe in the works here going on?
Maybe. I'll sort of leave that with Cyrus, who's organizing it.
Oh, okay. I was trying to dig a little info out you there, but I guess I'll be a little patient, huh?
It's something that, you know, he's sort of working through at the moment. You know, with me not being in the office, you know, there's certain things that I, you know, hand over for him to sort out, and he'll sort it out. And I think he's just waiting to confirm some prizes and things for an event with the guys at Mindark. So, yeah, as soon as that's confirmed, I've seen his little video trailer for the event, and I reckon it's his best one ever.
Oh, okay, cool. I gotta check that out then.
So that'll be something else to look for, to have a look at.
He makes some good vids.
Well, now we've paired him up with Mahesh, who does the animations, who's had a bit of time, you know, not working on creature animations, and you know, his background is doing AAA game trailers. So it's sort of given Cyrus a bit more manpower and skills. You know, skill set towards it, and it's making a big difference. So it's pretty exciting to watch, actually. Not just the video, but the creation process and where we'll be able to take videos in the coming years. It's exciting stuff.
Oh, right on. Let me hit on this here. It's probably, I have to ask it. I was thinking about asking it, and I talked out loud. So there's only two LAs, but, you know, so as players can organize events and stuff, are we going to be able to slap those in? You know, there's only, you know, there's Deathfires and Hawkwings, I believe it is. Excuse me. Any chance on getting a terminal so we can set up an event on that LA, or maybe a different LA, or not LA, but area or something?
It's a yes. It's something else that Chris has on his list to work through.
Everything's on the list, trust me. We all want it now, you know us.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, I can say there's quite a list of things that, you know, we can sort of almost put into a low-hanging fruit basket. You know, it's things that you can get done fairly quickly that we know people are waiting for, like the ad terminals, like event areas, that you can get sorted out and get them done. And so there's a fair focus at Chris's end on that kind of thing for the next update. So we're going to be a pretty major update. Yeah, you know, I'd go so far as to say I think this will definitely be the biggest we've ever done.
I was going to hit on that a little bit later, you know, give us some secret insiders there, but I know you do. And hopefully you're going to spill some secrets. That's my whole job here, really. Let's go on a mission here, man. I've noticed the mission change to the Scoria has changed, and actually for the better. How about the other ones?
So, yeah, I guess with the changes to the mob stats.
That's what I meant to say.
I think that's what you meant. The missions themselves have not changed. So, you know, I guess it's been coming out. A few people have written to me and said, I noticed this change in the mobs, but you didn't, you know, have you changed the mission? If you haven't, you know, maybe it's a mistake. The answer is no. There's certainly some attractiveness to some of the mobs, you know, if they're health's dropped and mission rewards have stayed the same, then effectively they're better value missions to do. And, you know, that's something I'm sure people who are chasing value will take note of.
Welcome back, everybody. We are back with David Dobson, and we are going to talk about, well, the one thing you all wanted to know about. Dave, you already know what I'm going to ask you about there. It seems our Arcadian guns were just a little bit nerfed. And, I know you guys weren't just sitting around saying, well, let me see, our Arcadian guns are too good. We gotta mess them up here.
It really comes down to a universe-wide, I suppose, standardization that we had to get in line with for the future. So, you know, first thing to assure everyone that they shouldn't expect changes like that to keep happening. It was done as sort of, I suppose, one big implementation that changed things, and it... I guess the big choice that I had to make was around, you know, whether to phase those guns out and come up with new ones or make an adjustment. And it was a pretty tough decision to make, but, you know, I pushed to adjust the SIB ranges so that the stats of the guns didn't change. And I didn't want to devalue people's blueprints and things. You know, so that they're still useful. They'll still be useful many years into the future. So that was the key issue there. The other side of it is that, you know, there's been very little to no dropping of the high end weapons, and that certainly affected some of the loots on bigger mobs. And you know, we'll start to see the blueprints dropping. If not straight away, certainly following the next update. And, you know, I suppose more bigger guns, I think your Arc 50 and so on, you know, we'll start to see more of them around.
So the more Arc 50s I can't use, that's more on a Law 303, but... I saw a comparison to the ASI 40 versus the X1. I mean, the X1 stats going to be changed too? Because between the two, I mean, you obviously have to use an X1, and ASI 40 is a pretty big gun.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen with Calypso weapons. They may. You know, you may see them become rarer, but it's challenging for me to, you know, comment on what's happening on other planets. But as I say, it's getting everything to sit to a universe standard, and it certainly ensures, you know, in the future as the universe grows and there's more planets, that you don't have items popping up on other planets that would, you know. I mean, if you own a blueprint to make ASI 40s, you don't want, you know, suddenly something changing that's going to, you know, totally make it useless. So I think you'll find across the board things will come in line over time.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Of course, not immediately. It's just, you know, all of us, right? Personally, I love the art guns, and it's not like, because they're, like, so much better, because they gave up a little bit to be so eco. I tend to eco hunt unless I'm in, like the WAF, which I'm doing. Then eco goes out the window. But I leaned always towards the Arcadian weapons, but I gave up. It was a little bit of damage just for, you know, the pack of the punch. It's like, well, you know what, my pet's going to last a little longer here. It'll take me longer to kill it. But in the short term now, we're all, you know, all of us are just looking like, oh wow, you know, what's going on here? So eventually, it's going to say it's all going to kind of hopefully balance out. I know you can't comment on anybody else, but that was
it'll balance out, and we've been looking at any sort of gaps that have arisen as a result of these changes. So, you know, the guys are working on possibly introducing some new guns. You know, it might be a, and don't, you know, quote me on this as an exact weapon, but for instance, you might end up with an ARC 35 or something if it, if we saw that that was a gap between the 30 and 40 that needed to be filled. So that the naming conventions that we sat with originally were designed so there's room to slot in, I suppose, gap fillers if need be.
Sure.
And so we may look at it for the next update of having some extra new guns brought in, you know, that, that fill any gaps.
Right, say a 303.5 or, you know, whatever it may be, sure.
Yeah, it, it could be a 313 or something. I don't know the naming on that one that we'll come up with, but the guys will work it out.
That sounds like a tough spot you guys had to deal with there. And trust me, I'm not going to quote any of the questions I was supposed to ask you there because they were all unhappy about it. But it's, like I said, it's not like you just, you guys just decided down and say, hey, you know what? These things are too good. We're going to make them, you know, not good anymore. You know, I know you didn't plan that on your own.
No, no. Look, it's part of us working with a balancing team. As I say, they're never easy decisions to make, far from it. But, you know, in the interest of things going forward, in the interest of making sure that all the blueprints do drop, because, you know, the full range of blueprints have been there since launch, and 18 months later, some of them have never dropped. And, you know, this sort of resolves the concerns of the balancing team so that we can start seeing these sort of things get out there. And, you know, that it should mean we've got a much better supply of lots of things, you know, weapons in the game.
All right on. I know you're always trying to look out for us, you know, being an ex-player and all. A different perspective, and that's why most of us appreciate you. Some of us take you for granted, but you know, that's just the way it is in Entropia. All right. All right, you know, I know I want to dig in more and more and more, but I know you got some family issues over there, and well, not necessarily issues, I hear it's good news as a matter of fact. How about you hit on that a little bit?
Yeah, I've got a baby due to pop out on Monday, so three more sleeps as we're telling the two-year-old.
Monday,
so it's a pre-booked cesarean, so hence we know it's coming out Monday, and unless Melissa, my wife, goes into labour before then. But Monday we'll have a new little Arcadian coming out.
All right. Do you think exciting. A two-year-old's going to keep you awake? Another new baby and a two-year-old? You're going to be worn out, man.
Oh, man.
In a good way, of course.
It will certainly wear me out, but so be it. Fortunately, I've been working on building Arcadia for so long that sleep's not a major thing for me anymore.
Well, I guess you're an ex-player, so I'm sure you didn't sleep much anyway.
Exactly right. I was well conditioned. Didn't faze me much when the first one came along, and, you know, doing a 2 a.m. feed, well, I was still up anyway, so... That's fine.
Taught him how to craft or hunt or something while you're feeding him. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, when he came along, I was already building Arcadia, but, you know, we'd been working like 20 hours a day at that stage before he came. So it's been fine. And in fact, the second one's probably going to be a little bit more relaxing just because I'm not at the office at the moment. And it should be good.
Well, that's awesome, man. I wish you and yours the best, and I do appreciate you stopping by. I know it's crowded time, and we wanted to keep it short because, you know, you're over there taking care of your family and all that. I'm glad you can squeeze me in.
Not a problem at all, man. Not a problem.
All right. Yeah, especially the first time, you know, interviewer that I am. You know, I made a goofy commercial about you. You kind of laughed at that, and I was wondering... Actually, if you say, oh, this guy's actually going to interview me, you probably face-palmed yourself.
It's been fine. And you've done a good job with it, man.
Well, so far, hey, I was telling everybody, hey, it's my first one. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to talk to the guy like I talk to any one of you guys. I hate to put you on the spot just to close this out, but
give us some juicy tidbits for February. I know that's our big update. People may have heard it before. I haven't, so at least indulge me.
Okay. Latest news through last night from Chris was that he's now got the Arcoin brokers through from MindArk. So, you know, I'd mentioned that the guys at MindArk were reworking the Arcoin broker. So, you know, short of something incredibly drastic, they will be in Feb.
Nice. Everybody's going to like that.
It's something we see as an absolute fundamental to the cyclical nature of the economy on Arcadia. So that's a good one. I don't think what else we're working on.
We want kick-ass inside information here. Come on.
We're doing some good stuff, you know, trying to work on bringing some more products, you know, in line with what we did with Alienware. So we'll see what happens there in the coming year. Got something pretty big that I think we'll probably be getting in the game by March. Can't go into details, but it's a pretty big partnership. Should sort of get us a lot of exposure. Marketing-wise, we're sort of gearing up at the moment to really push things, probably again following the February update. So it's going to be a major update. It'll be linked with, you know, a very heavy push in marketing. We'll just continue the current marketing and, you know, we've got MOL now up and running and we're on the front page of MOL's website at the moment. So that's seeing a few more people come in from Asia.
Nice.
So we'll be ramping up, you know, some email campaigns and things with those guys. They're keen to work with us on that. We just continue to do stuff in the background. I know Cyrus had a meeting with another payment provider in Asia this week that looked really positive. And so there's always stuff on the go in the background. And, I mean, the MOL integration took best part of 2 years to come about. So there's a lot of work that goes into it.
It's not just easy as buying a planet and putting stuff on it, is it?
No. Getting some feedback there.
Oh, was that me?
I think so.
I didn't do anything. I was just sitting there, I swear.
Just as well we got to the end.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. Am I still feeding back or what? I swear I didn't touch. Maybe I just yelled loud. All right, well, hey, I appreciate you dropping by. And if you don't mind, how about some real quick, brief, final comments / questions from the peanut gallery out here? Novatech Spongy Bob, for some reason, wanted me to ask you if you like cheese. Who doesn't like cheese?
I do.
I won't ask you what type or whatever. I personally like sharp cheddar. Ozman, who I believe you know, wants his cape. I don't get that, but he says you'll know what he's talking about.
Hasn't been forgotten. It's been an ongoing, like that crazy guy who wants his own bar, you know.
that was going to be my next one. I was gonna comment on that. I noticed my name did change to match the bar and all that, but all right, I'll let that one go. And this was actually one of the funniest questions, and you've actually heard it before. Some people may say my ass looks big. What do you think?
I'll leave that alone.
You're a smart man, David.
All right, man. It's been good to chat.
Hey, I appreciate you hanging out with me on such short notice, and, well, actually with me, because most people would say, man, I ain't talking to AJ on live. No way. I do appreciate it. I'm here on Arcadia, and you're welcome to chat with me anytime.
I hope people have managed with my accent. It's, I know it can be difficult, and You know, I saw the discussion on the forums about
the transcript and stuff.
Yeah, the challenges of my accent, and it's something that there's very little I can do to change my accent. So transcripts are really the go, and maybe bullet points.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody has a you know, for a second, like, I know what they mean to, you know, reading it, you know, get decipher. If English isn't your first language, it's tough.
Yeah, look, I'd hate to be trying to listen to interviews in any other language. So, you know, I've studied a fair bit of French, and I'm still terrible at it.
Hell, I could barely do English. All right, man. Well, I'll let you go, man. Good luck to you and yours, and thanks for coming on with me. And we do love this planet, and we're here to support you.
All right, man. You take care.
All right, you take care. Thanks a lot, Dave, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.